Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to look at the Gospel of Mark. The church gives us readings in the Gospels these days, really the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. And it's beautiful to see. I mean, Jesus declares, and it's so clear, it's important for us to see and understand his self-understanding, what he's communicating to us. And the first thing he said was, the kingdom of God is at hand. And what that means, brothers and sisters, is that the rule, the reign, the authority of God has come to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. It was manifested in different ways in the people of Israel as they tried to follow the Lord's commands, and in the midst of their failures and successes and the reign of King David and the success of the kingdom, but that also failed in many ways, but there were signs they were pointing to, and there were prophets performed miracles, prophets spoke God's word with authority. It was all moving toward, in a gradual revelation, ever-increasing clarity about who God is. And when the fullness of time had come, Scripture says, God sent forth his Son, and God entered his own story, the story of his own creation, and he came to establish his rule. He didn't come to be everybody's buddy. He didn't come to, you know, be Mr. Rogers and have us all come together and, hey, everybody, good morning. He came as a king, as a warrior king, to destroy real live forces and powers that are set against the will of his Father, that are set against the kingdom of God. We inhabit a fallen world. It's God's good creation gone bad in many ways. And that fallen world is the result of what we read in Genesis, which is man being seduced by the number one enemy of the kingdom of God, Satan, and the demons that are subject to him. Now, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program the last 2 days, I encourage you to first go to our website at renewalministries.net, not at this moment, but when you have time, you could listen to just the thoughts, reflections of those two programs, because Monday was the coming out, Jesus beginning his ministry and declaring the kingdom was present. The kingdom's present because the king is here. A new authority, a new reign. And he was calling everyone, beginning with the household of Israel, to come to him and to follow him. So he said, repent and receive and believe the good news. The good news is him. He's the good news. Right? The good news is, he called it the gospel of God, the good news of God. Come and enter into the good news of God, which is God's reign, God's authority, God's life, God's kingdom. And he said, come after me, follow me. So the first day, Monday, was the call. Second day, we talked about yesterday, was the reality of opposition. Jesus went into synagogue, a demonized man. The demon was manifested. The demon actually acknowledged him as the Holy One of God, which is so interesting. And then Jesus broke the power of that demonic force on that young man's life, and he set him free. So it was a visible sign of the reality of the lordship and majesty of Jesus Christ and the outbreak of the kingdom of God. And in that reading, you had both those in the synagogue who heard Jesus preach. They were kind of wowed by him, not because of his charm or that he was flashy, but they said, this man speaks with authority. So Jesus brings the authority of God, the authority of the Father, the authority of the kingdom, and they begin to see it. And some open their hearts to it, and some even right at the beginning begin to resist him. They're threatened by him. Their authority is threatened by him. And then, of course, Jesus, right before them, delivers the young man of a demon. So now today, the unfolding continues. If you haven't had a chance to hear those programs, actually, I need to mention, best way to listen to the program, friends, is just to download the Renewal Ministries app and the Ave Maria app. Both of them would be, they're very easy to work with. Just download them. Then you can listen to all of our programs anytime you want when it's convenient for you. That includes the television programs and other things that we have and of course, all the wonderful programs on Ave Maria Radio. And tell your friends about it. Have your friends download it, because these programs, not only mine, but others, are really good. I think the Lord is using us to be able to communicate truth that's really important right now in the life of the church. So let's spread the word together. Okay, Mark 1, 29 through 39. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her, and he approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. So they witnessed, again, the instantaneous power at work in Jesus in that moment. Not only did they see him deliver a man from an evil spirit, so he has authority over the dark powers of the dark world, he also healed this woman. He doesn't even speak a word, as far as we know. He just touches her, and she's healed, and they can all see it. They knew her well. They knew how sick she actually was, and just like that, she's healed. So they see that he also has authority over everything, over sickness, and he commands her to be healthy, so to speak, by just simply willing it, and as he touches her, the kingdom goes forth from her, and she's healed. Remember what Jesus said after he was baptized, and in the River Jordan, and the Spirit of God was manifest. There was a theophany. God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And in the Spirit of God's upon him, and he goes into the desert. The first thing the Spirit does is leads him into the desert, St. Luke says to us. And the devil tries to tempt him, just like he tempted Adam and Eve in the garden. And of course, he couldn't do it. He couldn't seduce Jesus. There was a spiritual combat, and Jesus declared to him in that experience in the desert, "I'm coming after you." Of course, the devil backed away and said he was going to come back and try to trip up Jesus at another time. But they had the great meeting at the cross where Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers and made a public show of them. But from the desert, he then goes to the synagogue in his hometown in Capernaum, and he picks up the scroll of Isaiah and the reading, and it's from Isaiah 60, is it, where he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to obtain sight for the blind, and to announce the year of the Lord's favor." God's favor has come because the kingdom has come. And when the kingdom comes, the dark powers and the kind of things the dark powers are at work doing get manifest. And then he breaks the hold of those dark powers. Now, Mark goes on here in the gospel. He says, "When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill and possessed by demons." So the sick and the demonized. "The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him." He's got total authority over them. He did not permit them to speak. I love that. Now, if you didn't have a chance to tune into yesterday's program, especially I encourage you to go and listen to that, because I read a talk that Pope Paul VI gave essentially about the reality of the devil. Who is the devil? Who are these demons? Because I wanted to read it. One, because it's echoing the teaching of Jesus, the apostles, the catechism, and it's very beautifully, clearly stated. And it's important for us in this hour of the life of the church, because the church is in a moment of epic spiritual conflict. And behind it all is Satan. It's a fact. Now, we have leaders in the church, some very prominent leaders in the church, who in their wisdom, excuse me, quote-unquote wisdom, you know, insist that the devil's not real. He's not a real being. He's symbolic. He's a symbolic representation of the hard things in life, the difficult things in life that we can't explain, so we create a story about a demon. Well, he's just wrong. I don't care whether he's a bishop or leading a religious order or whatever. Anybody who says that is contradicting the teaching of Jesus, the apostles, and the church. So you don't have to listen to him. So don't waste a moment trying to figure out what it all means. Just accept the teaching of Jesus and the church. If you're struggling with it, then study it. Study the teaching of Jesus. Study the catechism. You know, go to a good solid priest or a good solid teacher and sit down with them and let them explain it to you. Ask the Lord and the Holy Spirit to show it to you. So Mark goes on. He says, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." Another really important part of the unfolding of what Jesus' life and ministry was about. He'll later say in John's gospel, it's impossible for us who are his followers to bear fruit, to bear the fruit of the kingdom, if we're not abiding in Jesus, resting in him, talking with him, internalizing his promises and his teaching, and following his leadership. That's what it means to abide in him. And he said, if you abide in me, you will bear fruit. You'll bear much fruit, fruit that will last. Jesus even said that he can do nothing without the Father. And so he goes off, even though he does these great works, what does he do? He goes off to a desert place, a place of solitude, a place of silence, a place of quiet. And he quiets himself before the Father, and he talks with the Father. The Father talks to him. The Father fills him and strengthens him and comforts him and encourages him, instructs him. That's what each one of us is called to do. Friends, we have to find desert places in our lives, places of quiet, where you can go to every day, some space every day where you can find solitude and silence so that you can hear the voice of God through his word, through the Spirit speaking in your spirit, to your spirit, like Scripture says, the Spirit of God speaks to our spirit. If you don't go to a place of silence, and I'm convinced one of the reasons why the world is so noisy and it's our privacy, our silence is invaded constantly. People take their phones to bed, for heaven's sakes. You know, we've got 24/7 attachment to external noise is because it's part of the devil's strategy. Is it all the devil? No, but clearly he's taking advantage of it because he doesn't want us to be silent. Because in silence is where we hear the voice of God. And when we hear the voice of God, it changes us. It heals us. It empowers us. It gives us direction and wisdom and confidence and courage and fear of the Lord. All the stuff the devil doesn't want us to touch, because then we become a great threat to his kingdom. As long as we stay busy and noisy and we just don't have time, we'd love to pray, but we just don't have time for that. We stay in that world, he's got us right where he wants us. He's not worried about us. We're not going to be able to exercise any genuine influence over his kingdom because it won't be a priority for us. And if we do, we often try on our own strength and it goes nowhere. That's what Jesus said. If you're not going to be able to do the works I do if you don't abide in me. So the reading goes on here. It says, Simon and those who were with him pursued him. And on finding him, they said, everyone's looking for you. He told them, let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. Listen to this. This is important. For this purpose I have come. So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. Why did Jesus come? To preach the kingdom. This is the purpose for which I have come, he said, to proclaim the gospel. Here's another important thing to be clear. It's important for us to speak the word of God. Many people today, no, it's just bad form. Don't say anything. Don't preach. And we're mute. We stand mute. That's another demonic strategy. Faith comes through hearing, and what's heard is the word of God. And I tell leaders all the time, just say what Jesus said. Do what Jesus did. Just follow him. You're his disciple. We're supposed to be learning from him and doing what he did. And if we want to do that with humility going forward, he'll show us how to do it. Friends, I hope you can join me again tomorrow as we continue to walk with Jesus as the kingdom unfolds. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.